Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for this evening from Exodus, the 12th chapter. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregations of Israel that on the 10th month, the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, and you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. And you may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill the lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night. Roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is the manner in which you shall eat it: with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on the gods of Egypt I will execute justice, judgments. I am the Lord. This blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." This is the word of the Lord.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
The epistle reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, peace be yours through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here we are. This is the night of nights. It's the greatest night, certainly the greatest week in the history of mankind. For it's on this night that Jesus institutes here his Holy Supper with his disciples. The new covenant has come. He is the spotless Lamb who will give his blood to cover our sins so that death will now pass over us. The new covenant, the new testament has come. We benefit here in this time from what he did over the course of these next several hours for us. He will give his very body and blood on our behalf, taking on punishment and death. This perfect lamb is slaughtered as the sacrifice to take away the sins of the world. He takes on the very wrath of God the Father that we so deserve. Scripture tells us, "For the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." In our gospel text for this evening, we see Jesus do something that was ordinarily done by a servant. If not by the servant, then the job would be relegated to the least of all those that were present. This was out of step with cultural norms. The very idea of the rabbi getting up to serve his students, for a rabbi would be doted on by his followers. He is the one who will always be treated with honor. But here Jesus gets up. He removes his garments and, wrapping a towel around himself, puts water in a basin and begins to wash the feet of the disciples with the towel. Well, we see what happens when he comes to Peter. Peter says, "You're not going to wash my feet." Jesus says, "What I am doing to you now, you do not understand, but afterward, you will understand." Here's Peter, who opens his mouth without processing what he should say and asks, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus replies, "Peter, if you will not allow me to wash you, you have no part with me." Well, then we know what Peter says next. "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands, my head." With this response, he shows once again that he doesn't quite understand what Jesus is really saying, what he meant. For Jesus, this night, will be handed over to be tried and eventually put to death. Peter, like all of us, must be washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Jesus had told his disciples, "No greater love is this than that someone lay down his life for his friends." Just think about this. Here's Jesus on this very night in which he's betrayed, and he's turned over to the authorities. Here he is, before this takes place, he's performing this act of selflessness to his disciples. He is about to be beaten, flogged, humiliated in every way, and hung up on a cross, yet here he is, still teaching, still mentoring, still loving his disciples, putting his disciples ahead of himself. He's still teaching us. To lead, you must become a servant. You need to make yourself least among all. When he tells them, "Now you do not understand, but later you will," he is really saying to them, "I'm about to fulfill the scripture, to fulfill all things, as I am the suffering servant who must suffer once for all upon the cross for the sins of mankind." And it is at this point in time in our world's history, Jesus has come to fulfill all the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. The promise foretold of in the Old Testament is now fulfilled as the Messiah has come to redeem us, to rescue us, to save us from our bondage to sin. He will wash us from our sins with his holy and precious blood. He died once for all for the sins of the entire world. And the wonderful news about this is that he is still with us. The eyewitness accounts we have tell of his glorious resurrection from Scripture. Now at our point in time, he has cleansed us in the waters of holy baptism. by his blood. He still comes to us here in his word, in his sacrament. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He promised that he would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who through his word assures us that we are his, that we belong to him. He continues to wash us, to cleanse us. The greatest foot washing, if you will, we could ever receive was done for us back on the hill of Golgotha those many years ago. Humbling and lifting himself up before us on the cross, he has washed us with this blood. He's cleansed you, he has cleansed me, and he's forgiven us our sins. You can be assured that when you confess your sins and these words of absolution are spoken over you by the pastor, once again you receive forgiveness of sins. Tonight we partake of his Holy Supper, which he instituted this same night over 2,000 years ago. We, along with all the saints before and for all time, worship him around this throne as we receive his very body and blood. Be assured that you belong to him when you receive his very body and blood, and you have been forgiven. You are saved. You are redeemed because of what the suffering servant did for you. Your debt that you can never repay has been paid in full. He took upon himself your sins, all of your sins. This includes even the secret ones that you have that have made you wallow in shame. Christ has delivered you from death, hell, and the devil. Thanks be to God for this night, for his betrayal, for his willingness to suffer and die on your behalf, on my behalf, for the entire world. For no man has greater love than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Amen.